Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Justin Nimmergood, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another exciting show of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, along with Justin Nimmergood.
Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. Happy Monday after Father's Day to all the fathers out there and all the, I'll call it quotation, fatherly figure mothers out there that may have raised their children, young men or young you know, daughters, young women, playing both roles, which I know there are plenty of those out there as well.
There certainly are. I saw so many of those on social media yesterday and people saying how they filled both roles. Some of the ladies out there saying they filled both roles. And so that is reality. So shout out to them as well. And we had a great Father's Day at the house. Went to an area restaurant and really had the just a complete blowout brunch, man. I mean, 90, probably it was 100,000 calories on the table. So it was just, it was fantastic. Oh yeah. It was fairly epic. What we were able to order and enjoy. So that was good.
How many people there with you for your your epic
myself,
event?
Yeah, myself and three others. So we
wow.
a total of four. So it was quite the move there. So I took pictures, put it up on the not our page, but I put on my Facebook.
I saw some of them. I didn't see all of them probably yet.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah, those are my favorite too. Brunch is probably my favorite meal, hands down. It's just something about letting it go and letting it fly and having all the sweet desserts at like middle of the day just really makes me excited.
Yeah, man. I mean, we were able to like mine was a blue, so it's my carb as they called it, like, oh, what would you like, okay, would you like to substitute one of our blowout pancakes? So I had this blueberry streusel pancake, man, that was, you know, a huge circumference. So then, you know, mine was kind of an omelet with all the meats and cheese with hash browns, and then this huge pancake, man, it was just fantastic. And then one of my sons got the three pancake meal, which is huge. And the other son got the chicken fried steak with gravy and biscuits. It's just absolute meltdown. So enjoyed that. And that was fun. So, yeah.
You know what I had once? So they do, I mean, I'm sure you've had before, chicken and waffles, you know, chicken fried chicken with waffles. So out here, they do a chicken fried chicken waffle sandwich. Pretty much life-changing. So it's like taking it to a whole nother level. It's almost like the McGriddle minus the egg, but delicious. Highly recommend it.
Excellent. Excellent, man. Glad.
Yeah. Did you catch any of the sports festivities as well over the weekend? There was a little U.S. Open. There was some other, you know, baseball.
The golf, saw the golf a little bit, and so that was fun. And what else did we see? I guess that was about it. Yeah. Just kind of relaxed on the sports for some reason. But hey, you know, it's all good. How about yourself? What did you?
I treated myself to Father's Day gifts, even though I'm not a father. Although I guess
the putter, yeah,
yeah. Right? Actually, no, Bruce. I got a whole brand new set.
Whole set
of sticks, whole enchilada, the whole caboodle.
You mind sharing what kind of sticks you got? Or?
Oh, sure. I'll tell you. I mean,
let's hear it.
But I mean, now all our subscribers are going to know. So all my equipment, but that's fine. We'll have fun with it anyway.
Man, it's a dedicated listener that stalks your golf bag. But anyway, yeah. Let's hear it.
So, I got TaylorMade pretty much everything through and through. I got the TaylorMade M5 driver. So that's the new one that Tiger and all the guys that are sponsored by Taylor are hitting. The M5 3-wood, strong with 3-wood, so it's like more like a 14, which I had bent to like a 13 or 12, 12 and a half or 13 degree, just because of my ball flight. Did a TaylorMade, the P790 iron set, two through gap wedge or A wedge, they call it. And then I got two TaylorMade wedges, and then the Scotty Newport 2.5 putter. So I'm pretty happy right now, not gonna lie. What was interesting though, I think, about the whole process, because it's been a while, truth be told, I haven't owned a set of golf clubs in a couple years, and that's a story for probably another day. But let's just say part of the recourse of going through a divorce is you have to sell a bunch of shit. And golf was one of them. I had to give up golf temporarily, and it was heartbreaking for me, right? Like, it was one of my favorite things to do, you know, out with the guys or by myself or whatever. But sometimes, you know, and this I think speaks to entrepreneurship at its finest, you have to be willing to do what others won't in order to have what others won't, you know. It's just, it's part of the process. Your desire to build your business has to supersede your desire to have a security blanket or something that might be a fun hobby or activity for you. And that was it for me. But I wasn't going to put that in the way of my passion, my pedigree to build my business, even when times were extremely tough. So, yeah, I did. But, you know, been some good years now, last couple years, and been rebuilding and now getting into a place where it's like, hey, you know, let's invest in some of those fun pastimes, right? Like, you know, I'm financially doing well, you know, had the best financial year of my whole career, you know, ever in any role or job that I've ever had last year, 2018. It's like, all right, it's fine. Father's Day, I'm not a father, but let me go ahead and treat myself. So I did, and I'm excited to get back into the game again.
Wow. Well, that is that's quite a deal. You know, I mean, golf clubs really are important, you know. I mean, not only is it a life skill to play golf, but it's, you know, something that's very important in the business world, and even what we do as coaches in our work. It's important that we be able to play golf with our clients. Wouldn't you agree?
Right. 100%. It's funny you mentioned that. It actually leads into something I was kind of kicking the can around, you know, with this weekend with Naomi. She's like, you should start coaching, basically creating a coaching package that's sort of centered around golf. And I go, well, I'm not a golf coach per se. I'm like, what? Like, I'm not a golf trainer or instructor. What do you mean? She's like, no, not from that perspective. But she's like, take business to the golf course. And I'm like, ding, 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 right? Like, because who doesn't want to spend some quality time on a beautiful golf course as part of their coaching session? everyone, at least anyone that has had any mild interest or level of, they've been exposed to golf, like golf, play it actively or passively, or is even keenly interested in golf, I think it might have some pull. So it's something I've been kind of kicking around lately, to integrate into my coaching repertoire, if you will. I don't know. What do you think about that? I mean, you mentioned taking people on the golf course. Do you see validity in that? Do you think people see value in that, especially as executives?
Do they see value in the ability to play, or?
Well, the ability to play, or like taking your office session to a golf course.
Oh, yeah. It's been a dead tie between playing golf and shooting shotguns. I've had to go on assignment to hunt and go to hunt clubs and go to gun ranges. Shockingly. And I got invited, I guess I can drop this one here, doing some work for Harley Davidson, and was invited to come to their headquarters and go on a pheasant hunt in 11 degree weather. Yeah. And north of the Milwaukee area in February. Was that February? Seems like it was February.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And man, we had a great time. You know what I mean? It was good, because got to see clients and got to shoot and meet other prospective clients and, you know, some of their other high level vendors, you know. Learned a lot, you know, actually, that Harley Davidson really is not so much on the company owned store. They have a lot of family owned stores, you know what I mean? And a lot, as in a lot, and learning those distinctions and getting to know those families was a special treat, and that spawned some other business. So had I not been the, you know, flying foul bird shooting person that I was, it was very helpful. So I hit my limit fairly quickly and kind of was able to hang in there with some of those more flannel shirt wearing folks, you know what I mean, that kind of do that on the daily. So that my whole Wyoming grad school thing paid off, man, in a flash right there.
Well, there you go.
Well, now it's more that federal, that Justice Department federal guy was actually, hey, pretend it's an inmate. Okay, no, it's okay. Pretend he's escaping from the Crown Victoria.
Funny.
So long story short, yes, the golf clubs, man, it's a business expense all the way. I got a lot of vicarious pleasure by seeing that. Year after year after year, I swear to myself I'm going to get new clubs. And you're like, you know, because I'm going to have to go out there and play around with somebody. And I don't want to be embarrassed, you know, with my persimmon woods or something.
Oh, wow. You're rocking kidding. The persimmon. You're...
Bruce, hey, it was laminated.
I know you can, that's
dude,
true.
It was laminated woods, and then you had persimmon wood, and the first cavity back irons came out with a tungsten perimeter weight. And good gosh, I could be a grave digger with a 9-iron, dude.
Oh, man.
I could put a casket.
Are you you take some massive divots, don't you?
Oh man, oh yeah, man. Woo, man, just takes me back. So I had a fun golf youth, but man, I've kind of set aside. And then I get into this kind of, I don't know if it's a paradox or a loop. So then I'll be like, no, I'm not going to buy new sticks this year because they're going to come out with something next year. You know, they always come out with newer stuff. And so this is just this rinse and repeat money save, although it's creating a money save year after year after year. It's rendered me with like some pretty old equipment.
Yeah.
So, so, uh, So if you hear me calling from Academy, hey man, which clone is best? Anyway,
I'll be there to help you out, man. Hey,
with
listen,
my clone.
It's one of those things that I think eventually you just kind of got to bite the bullet and do it, especially in our line of work. Because I'll tell you, I mean, not only the one-on-one coaching sessions and maybe probably less of those, because I mean, you're talking about a major time investment for most people, right? Although if you tee it off early enough, it's easily a 2-hour round if you tee off first thing in the morning or you know, you get twilight kind of end of the day. It's the intensive. I'm thinking, you know, how can you do an intensive, I don't know. It's just like I said, it's something I've been kind of tossing around the idea, because I know I'm not the only one. Like, some of the best deals I've ever struck were a handshake or verbal agreement on the golf course.
Yeah.
I kid you not.
Absolutely. There was a, and I'm kicking myself, but all the big rehab people that sell rehab belt, you know, that sell their, you know, rehabilitation services, many of them, they service business people. They had their big thing in San Diego, and I had a chance to go, and they wanted to put me in this, on this foursome, and it was a pretty good foursome, you know what I mean? And actually some of the rehab places wanted to sponsor me to go or give me a half sponsorship just to get me out there. And I'm just like, oh, you know, I just couldn't, because the cash hit would have been too deep. You know what I mean? To be out. I just have to weigh it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a sponsor. Much, yeah.
Is it worth $6,000 for me to play golf for 3 days? Answer. No.
Yeah,
I'd rather have the $6,000. So, anyway, or more, you know, anyway, so what am I getting at? So what I'm getting at is, yeah, I mean, all the big players are there. A lot of deals go down these golf courses. That's absolutely where a lot of business is done. One of the guys that I coach, I just kind of coached him through a deal where he had hit his boss, all their vendors, do some sort of a blowout in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, where they did they got a beach condo, and they had a bunch of, you know, little, you know, Mercedes limo sprinter buses. And they would go to a different golf course every day for 3 days, and a different country club and a different meal. Oh, man. You know what I mean? And they were to do that fairly on the cheap. You know, if you go, because there's just so many golf courses in Myrtle Beach area, dude. It's just, me and you ought to do it sometime. We show up with a Texas driver's license, and I just put on a cowboy hat and put some hay in my mouth and say, what can you get me? I'll get you a cart. $35 bent grass greens. You know, you're on Pinehurst number two, man, for, you know, $200. You know what I mean? Just,
yeah,
just show up and pretend like you're from Texas. And sure, I'm interested in some investment property here. You got the mineral rights to that golf course house and that third of an acre? Sure.
Yeah, Hilton Head, Myrtle Beach.
Oh, yeah. Now, Hilton Head's a little out of my element, but Myrtle Beach and North is kind of my hood. The Hilton Head's a little bit out of my hood range at this moment anyway.
Hood range
goes from Myrtle Beach, Horry County, all the way to north of Wilmington, North Carolina. So that's my hood range, just so everybody knows that. So now they know. So yeah. So folks, Golf is good. It's a necessity for those coaches that are getting into the space, and
I would say for golf haters too. Call it business people, entrepreneurs, because I know we have lots of people that are we've kind of expanded. I would say, you know, listen, we are the concierge coaches, but a lot of entrepreneurs and successful business owners are coaches at their core, because if you think about it, pragmatically speaking, in order to be a successful business owner, you have to be an owner, not an operator, as Tony Robbins likes to say, right? You know, you can't be great in your business. You have to be great working on your business, not in your business, which means you have to be a leader, so being in the trenches, right, is one thing, but being a good coach means you can basically multiply yourself. So we're not only trying to teach you a lot of the golden nuggets on our show, because obviously we love it and we're passionate about this line of work, but it's also to help you expand your business. You know, obviously in the Bible, they talk about, you know, teaching a man how to fish, right? Not only being a good fisher, but teaching a man how to fish.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, you said your brand or your story is only as good as if you can teach and repeat or something.
Rinse and repeat. Is only as good as your ability to teach and share it on.
Yes.
Meaning we're not measured by necessarily what we do and what our accomplishments are. It's more about what people say about us. So this is a more legacy discussion right now that we're venturing into.
Discussion. Yes.
But this is like, you know, it's foundational, right? So all you small business owners out there, I've been kind of cruising on some Gary V lately, you know, my personal development repertoire, right? So I think I've shared on the podcast, my typical morning is I get up, I do a little, meditation, intention setting for the day. I usually do a little Bible reading or prayer, and then I'll do my morning Starbucks run, shower, and then morning Starbucks run. And on my morning Starbucks run, you know, I usually listen to, and typically if it's a nice day, which it wasn't this morning, so I drove, but typically if it's a nice day, I'll walk. And I intentionally walk because it gives me a little bit more, you know, time, and I'll listen to a podcast. You know, it's pretty much 30 minutes on the spot round trip, 20 to 30 minutes. It's 20 minutes, you know, that I fill my mind with something for the day, a thought for the day, golden nugget for the day. So I've been rotating through different, you know, different speakers and trainers and personal development, you know, figureheads. Gary V's, you know, Tony Robbins definitely up there. Gary Vaynerchuk's definitely up there. And he's been talking a lot lately about just the need to really get the fuck out of your own business. Like how for him and for a lot of, you know, entrepreneurs, business owners, coaches, consultants, and like the biggest move is when you're able to separate yourself from your source of income. You know, think about it this way. Like, if you were to get hit by a bus, how would your business carry on?
Without you. Yes. Yes. Do you have staff trained and et cetera to be able to carry on? It's a great question. Hey, I shared something with you on that picture I shared with you last night. You know, since it makes sense, right? Since we're the concierge coaches and have our show and have our own Instagram, that we would get spammed by people like us anyway. But not spam, but we would get advertisements
from
people saying the same kind of stuff and whatnot. And I don't want to name names, but I was thinking of you when I saw, you know, this guy listed out 8 kind of old school tried and true business, what were they, sales or closing techniques. And I didn't know if you had a chance to look at that picture, but man, I was gonna get you to grab your club and see what you were gonna
take my club to the TV screen or
no. Well, I mean, just to see, I wanted to get your opinion. I don't know if this gives you enough time to go to your Facebook, go to that private message.
Yeah, Dan Locke. I'm looking at it right now. I know who you're talking about.
Okay. So what basically is, what are your thoughts on what he's saying? I mean, hey, he might be spot on, or you think this guy's just chasing, you know, thought of a good way to hawk his wares in the new millennia of business strategy and sales strategy.
Well, and you know what? He seems like a really smart guy, so let me preface what I'm going to share, because I'm going to slam him in a second. Let me preface what I'm going to share by saying that he seems like a sharp guy, you know, I did do a little digging on him as you sent it over, just because I didn't really, I hadn't heard of him before, and that's not a bad thing. I mean, there's shit tons of people that we haven't heard of that I'm sure are brilliant at what they do, right? But he, and I'm sure he hasn't heard of us, so, you know, it's a fair statement. But what I see here, so if you really dissect the post, and for those of you that are listening, I know you can't see what, you know, we are talking about here, but just imagine for a moment as one of those sponsored ads on Facebook, which comes across, by the way, as like a regular post, but it's reaching you because someone boosted their post and they targeted you within the Facebook algorithm, or I'm sorry, it's not an algorithm, but it's an ad, right? So they are able to specify, hey, a person is this age, male or female or both, they live here, they're interested in this. Like, you can really do some hyper targeting now on Facebook. I've been learning a lot about that, especially the last couple months, what we've been doing from a Vamblet perspective, right? So I'm somewhat familiar with what this guy is doing here. And when he comes out with the 8 points of 8 closing techniques, sales closing techniques, and then he says, if you're still using these dying sales techniques, and let me just read them off, actually, while we're at, we have time. So the alternative close, the assumptive close, the now or never close, which is the urgency close, or it's also referred to as the urgency close, the summary close, the sharp angle close, the Colombo close, the hard close, and the takeaway close. Well, first off, when I read these, 8, some of these are actually very similar or the same. So that's my first point. Like, the hard close and the takeaway close are oftentimes the same thing. Or the now or never close. So the now, number 3, 7, and 8 could be the same thing. That's my first point. So he just wanted to extend his list to a longer list. That's great. Good for you. I've never heard of the Colombo close, but it looks interesting. I'll look it up and figure out what the hell that is. The assumptive close, I definitely have heard of and personally still use that very aggressively to this day. And so, you know, according to him, because then he goes on to say, if you're still using these dying sales techniques, it's time to rethink your sales strategy. So all 8 of these are dying, apparently, according to this gentleman. And again, I would argue that a couple of these are actually similar enough, close enough to others on the list that they could be the same one. So maybe we're talking about a list of 4 or 5, really, instead of a list of 8. Click here to find out more. And then here's a link to his website. By the way, the name of his website is perfectclosingscript.com/go. So he wants you to subscribe. I'm sure if I was to click on it, it's not hyperlink, but I'm sure he wants you to subscribe, enter in your information. It's a capture page. It's a squeeze page. So when I read this and when I really dissected this, when you sent this over, Bruce, I kind of laughed and chuckled on the inside because for a couple of reasons. A, like I already mentioned, a couple of these are similar enough or the same to be their own. B is, how can you make a blatant argument that these are dying? That's such a general, as I like to call it, peanut butter spread statement. Dying in what industry? Dying under what circumstances? Dying where? In certain region, you know, region of, like, there's the context of this statement, I think, is again, a little too aggressive for my taste. But again, he's going for that quick, impulsive person. And then when you see that the link is perfectclosingscript.com, I automatically know this guy has a formula that he's trying to sell. So it takes one to know one. And again, lifetime sales guy.
There he is, baby. I love it. It takes one to know.
But yes, I'm just an old boomer. My perspective on this guy is he just took a bunch of shit, took a bunch of sales techniques, took a shit on it, and says, here, buy my formula instead.
Right. And I fear that his formula may be a derivative of those formulas with some salt and pepper, something, you know what I'm saying? Just some minor tweak that makes it now his proprietary, right?
I can guarantee you with 100%, we'll call it 95% certainty that his formula, if I was to actually subscribe, and all, is a derivative. Everything is a fucking derivative of something else. Let's be honest. Like, in coaching, everything is, as I shared on one of my, is borrowed, is recycled. Whoa. Recycled fucking content that's, ooh, repackaged and branded.
Oh, it's a family show.
That's it.
I thought this was a family show.
You got me. Well, it was until you got me on this trail.
I'll tell you, fuck. Look at you, man. You're pulling a Bruce Cameron, getting all riled up. Oh, man, this is great. I have so many choices right now. I could say three or four things just to get you really pissed off, but in a loving way, just because, not, you know what I mean, not to piss you off, because I would never do that, because we're allies and friends and stuff, so I can't get you mad, but true, you're right. A lot of the coaching techniques, what I will say is, a lot of the coaching techniques are coaching techniques, right? I mean, I almost want to say they're immutable. Ooh, that's a big word.
Immutable. Yeah, it is.
Okay, I didn't get an objection from the Pepperdine judge over there. Okay. Yes. So a lot of the coaching I went to Pepperdine. I've never heard of these people. I would expect you to pull a name out or something. Okay, you didn't. Anyway.
Nah.
I would. If I'd gone to Pepperdine, I would say, excuse me, I'm from Southern California, never heard of this guy. But I'm not. Here he has his, you know, these closing techniques, sign up, get something fresh. And you think, Justin, that the, you know, it's kind of funny, right? You're a young person, by my standards, and you laughed it off. I'm an old person, deep in the median, whatever, of the boomer, the last boomer standing type thing. And I'm laughing this guy off like, oh, man. So I'm thinking to myself, should I be reading this and then just having some sort of exercise and futility moment, think, man, you know what I mean? Like, what I'm doing, I am just like so stuck in my closing. And if I just sign up for this guy's list, then he is going to give me the key to the gate and unlock the gate of closing deals heaven. And I'm going to walk through, and the harps are going to play, and the sun is going to bounce off my cheeks.
Isn't that hysterical?
Is that what's going to happen, Justin? Was that the effect? I don't know. I mean, you would know better about what he's trying to angle for
he's looking for subscribers is basically what he's looking for. For subscribers. He's looking for to build his email list. But I'm not trying to denounce him. Like, listen, here's what it boils down to. Tony Robbins even would tell you, who is the father, not godfather, because I would say the godfather of personal development is really Jim Rohn. And so Tony Robbins stuff is, a lot of it's borrowed or recycled from Jim Rohn. But he'll tell you straight up, like, you know, a lot of this stuff is been preached even before Jim Rohn. You know, you go back to the Egyptian days. It's about who you relate to. That's really what it boils down to. So the messaging that this guy presented, his approach to it and whatnot, and maybe his blueprint is going to relate to someone.
Yes, a scalable blueprint. Go ahead, sir. I'm using your words.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm a student.
No. Is going to.
Student. Woo, that was funny. You got a lot.
Oh, man. That was good, Bruce.
Entrepreneurship. I'm living life from the inside out. Please, sir, continue.
Yeah, no, someone's gonna relate to it. Yeah, that's all I gotta say. Oh man,
okay, now
you're
listen.
On a good one today. You're
feisty. You started it. But now listen to this. Seriously, look at that ad, and then let's put, instead of his picture, let's put your picture, and instead of that paragraph, let's put in a Justin Nimmergood paragraph thought, and then let's have some Justin Nimmergood bullet points to guard against, and then with a Justin Nimmergood you would have 50,000-60,000. See what I'm saying? That's the other thing I thought of. You know, I mean, this guy's representing him, his brand, his shtick, but if you notice some of the optics on there, You know what I mean? Like, ooh, and then, some of
it's
the
sharp.
The wording. I'm just saying, man, I mean, there's nothing wrong with what he did. I'm just saying, if you were to put your face instead of his and your paragraph versus that. And
I thought I told you, did I not tell you that I got, I had a photo? I'm going to text you right now.
You told me.
No.
You told me that you were going to get a photo shoot and get some stuff out there. I mean, I'm just
You can't share this picture. You can't share this picture with anyone. I just texted you a picture from my photo shoot last week.
Oh, wow. I'm looking at it. Too bad you're not selling watches.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I looked at, man. And you're a snazzy fellow. I'm just saying. And then there's a wrinkle there on your left trap, bro. It's a good shot. Everything else is fantastic. All I see is a watch and a wrinkle. And oh, there you are. I mean, I love it, man. I love it. And then your hands look like, the scalable thing. It's a good picture, Jeff. Justin, it's a great picture. I shoot you straight. It's a great picture.
I know. It's a good picture. It's not an excellent picture.
I'm
so
going to buy a watch right now. I'm buying that watch.
But that's you know what? For a lifestyle post, it's not bad. So let me tell you the backstory, right? Okay. So since you asked the question and you made the comment, so let me tie it to your comment about this gentleman who stood out to you. So I've known this for quite some time, and finally, even as a coach, sometimes we have our own freeze moments, right? And it wasn't a freeze moment for lack of belief in myself. It was a freeze moment for prioritization. And I was prioritizing a lot of my other lines of business outside of building of In Good Company and sort of my brand. So it was that moment of awareness, I would call it, and understanding to say, you know what? I need to build my own brand, my own company,
yes.
And good company
yes.
should be being built as
yes.
well.
Yes.
Not just Vablet, by the way. Right.
And yeah.
So,
I was going to say one thing. I will say this, that you look very, this is your most seasoned look. That's a compliment, by the way. I mean, you the way your face looks in this shot puts you into a I'm gonna say it, and you look like a good solid best of 30s success, serious, you know what I mean?
Serious entrepreneur, leader. Yeah.
Yes. Like I would oh man, this is, you see what I mean? Oh yes, this is my associate from the partnership.
Yeah.
He's been with us for 15 years.
Ad.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could
yeah.
see that on a rolling ad on Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah.
And like you said, you might not know what you're buying initially, but it would at least make you take a second to stop and look further. I bet. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. And now that I look at it some more, that's good, because at least your face is more to the back and it's not overwhelming in any way. And you kind of get into it as you look at the picture. But yeah, it's a great shot. And
it's fireplace. It's regal.
Yep,
it's yep, like, hey,
yep, yep,
like.
Yep. So that's going to
so,
be a good one. Yeah.
So we took going back to my point, I recognize this in myself. No, I appreciate it. So I recognize this in myself, though, and I've had others, not just yourself, but my executive advisor, Steven, who is with me on pretty much every project I work on, has said the same thing. Naomi has been saying the same thing for months. But it's like I had that moment, and I think we talked about this, if not last week, the week before, where you have this realization that I'm not going to – what you are gifted at and what you aren't gifted at, and then also what time will allow. And I had this moment of, I would say, realization that, with myself that, hey, you know what? I have a lot going on, and that's a great thing. That's a good problem to have. But I can't disregard this essential part of today's business building. It's a business building block within society today, which is social media. And I haven't been disregarding it, but I certainly have not been giving it the attention and the nurturing and love that it deserves, right? And I said, and then I asked myself the question, will I ever, or should I ever? In other words, could I? Yes, I could. But is my talent best served doing that? And I said, no. And so then it took me on this trail that, lo and behold, like literally the next day, I think after I was asking myself those questions, I get a phone call. It's one of those freaky God-driven phone calls. I get a phone call from GoDaddy. And GoDaddy, you know, I'm like, oh, fuck, they're checking up on my website shit again. I'm like, okay, here we go. What do you guys want me to upgrade or purchase another SSL certificate for within my domain circuit with you guys today? And I was pleasantly surprised. It wasn't someone trying to sell me. Well, they were trying to sell me something, but it wasn't that typical phone call that I got from them. It was, hey, this is Caitlin from Main Street Hub within GoDaddy. And we'd like to talk to you about your social media strategy. Huh. Okay, you got my attention now. So long story short, you know, what was this preconceived thought that I had already had turned into a partnership with GoDaddy for social media. It was called social media outsourcing. It's the best way I can put it. So they're going to be helping me out. And part of their package, by the way, Bruce, which I highly recommend, and very affordable, by the way. It's a 3-month deal. And to get you started, they get you set up on a onboarding marketing kit or whatever. And that includes a 2-hour photography session. So you refresh your headshots and your lifestyle shots and whatever. So the picture that I saw, I did like 3 or 4 wardrobe changes because we did it all on site where we live, and there's all kinds of different spaces that make it look like you're in a totally different space here. So I was able to do like 4 different looks and all kinds of different angles from, hey, we're signing a contract, to the shot which I sent you, which is, hey, we're in front of a fireplace, that I'm going to have is this like package now that they're going to be putting together posts and getting out, pumping out about two posts a week, some stories, and an email newsletter once a month for me for the next 3 months. So I'm completely fired up about that.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. And it kind of speaks to your point about, you know, the guy, right? And so it probably won't be long and you will be seeing me on one of those sponsored ads and we'll be laughing about it on here. So, and that's okay. I'm okay with it. But that's the truth. You could swap out anyone's head and anyone's information. It's rinse and repeat. It's swap and replace. You could say the same thing about you. You could put a little FBI badge, you know, in the corner of a picture with you and someone like that's like, transitioning, you know, I don't know how you'd characterize or find that in a picture. I'm sure you could, or I'm sure someone has, and put that in a Facebook ad and boom, there you go. There's Bruce Cameron. So I kind of laughed in jest because of what you said, because it is so sort of, it is fairly true. There is some humor to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that was a good segue from the ad I got to you seeing it to you, to me saying, hey, wouldn't that be great if you had an ad? And you say, well, you know what? I'm on that journey. I'm on the advertiser's journey. I'm on the marketing journey. You see, there's a story arc here. Somewhere.
No, the story arc is this. The advertiser's journey is it's cheaper than ever to buy clicks and to buy advertising on Facebook and Instagram. Never in your life, if you're a small business owner, if you're a coach, a consultant, and you know, someone more on that side, obviously not corporate so much. It's never been more affordable to buy ad space. And outside of the Super Bowl, no one watches commercials anymore. The commercials truly are these ads that we see on social media. That is the new ad of the next generation. So the story arc is simple. It's like, if you're not in that game today, you're missing the boat. Because for you know, pennies on the dollar, you can reach an extra, maybe not pennies, like a dime on the dollar, let's say, you can reach an extra 100 people, multiply that out by thousands, and now you're reaching a targeted audience that deserves to hear your message, by the way.
Man, there it is. Man, I need to go out there and buy some ads. I'm going to do a Google Ads thing, Justin, for one of my revenue streams here, and I'll be ranting about that. That'll be great.
Did you do a Google My Business too, by the way, on that note?
No, sir.
So that's another big one too you might want to look into. And if you do sign up for it, which it's free to sign up for, they give you like $150 in ad credit.
Yeah,
something like that.
I already have an ads account, and it went from keyword ads or something, and it rebranded, and then I discontinued the ad, and now I'm starting all over again with these mofos. And I mean, they sent me something in the mail. One thing I don't have is a lot of time. I don't have time to sit there and do this stuff. I do need to hire a social media person. I know. Don't we all? But anyway, to kind of grind this thing out. So if we're on Zoom, people can see me actually fail at anger management techniques as I talk about my experiences.
Well, that's the whole idea, is we need to humanize ourselves a little bit. So, by the way, we're talking Zoom here. Those of you that don't know, amazing web conferencing platform. So we've been working hard to continue to deliver more value for all our subscribers out there. And video is the new standard, right? Make no mistake about it. So we're going to be leveraging, I don't even know that I would say Zoom for sure, but probably will be Zoom, some type of web and video conferencing platform here in the next couple of weeks. We're going to be really testing it out for you all, because not only will you be able to hear us, but for those of you, that follow us on social media, you'll be able to see us too. And it's just bringing coaching to a whole nother level now.
All righty then.
Which hopefully they don't see me picking my boogers when I do occasionally.
Well, hopefully you're not. Well, this Zoom thing should eradicate your eating and some of the multitasking.
I don't multitask that much. It's more that sometimes I get caught at the office on days when I have to get called in to, hey, we have an emergency at the Vavid office, and there's a lot of background noise that I'm doing my best to eradicate from the schedule, especially in light of the new Zoom modality. I think it's important. Feedback well taken, though, Bruce.
No. I'm just, I've been known to pour a glass of water. I mean, we all do it. I mean, ask any LA talk radio host. They all do it. Always. But at least we don't do bodily functions. We draw the line, folks. We don't do that. We'll do some self-care, but not to that level.
That's right. Well,
folks, it's it, man. I think that's kind of near the bell. Another one down. Congratulations. Good show, man. Good topics. Good spitballing today on State of the Union. Of things. So
that's right.
But we are a work in progress. But man, some good topical things, and some good takeaways here, particularly buying the social media and some of the other mechanisms. Play golf, buy clubs. It's a business. It's a life skill. It's a business skill. And it is, because you're getting it from two generations of coaches and entrepreneurs right here, folks, firsthand. We wouldn't lie to you, and our significant others and spouses aren't you know, survivors of golf addicts or anything like that. So don't worry. We're not going to check into rehab for our golf addiction anytime soon.
We're not jaded.
Because we see it for what it is. So, folks, yep, check out our show on the podcast on Apple. I think that's the new word for it. It's no longer iTunes. It's podcast. Mm-hmm. So see us there. We're going to be all caught up, too. I was working on it last night. Ronan will have that done. Yeah, we'll be caught up minus one. And so go there. And, of course, our shows are archived on the LA Talk Radio site. Come by our page there. See us on Instagram and LinkedIn and Facebook, The Concierge Coaches. Glad to have you there. Weigh in and give us a hello or something nice or some feedback. Otherwise, check out our respective websites. I can be seen at conciergecoach.net. And Justin, how can folks find you?
Nimmergood.com. So really looking forward to connecting with everyone. And just a quick last comment. I know we got to wrap, but we have a really exciting guest coming on the 1st of July. So hang in with us next week. We got a really exciting and dynamic guest coming on 1st of July. I think everyone out there, if you're a business owner, entrepreneur, you're going to really love her story. So July 1st, Luz Arango will be on with us.
Perfect. All right. Okay, everybody. Well, thank you, Justin. Remember, I'll be out next week, so I'm sure you'll be able to maybe get a surprise guest or pull a solo. Man, that'll be awesome.
That's right. Hear me soapbox it.
There you go, man. All right, everybody. Have a great week, and we'll see you here next week on the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. Take care.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Justin Nimmergood, only on LA Talk Radio.